Mr. Kelly, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, Winston, please. Mr. Kelly's retired and at the coast, but I appreciate the opportunity to be on.
Okay, fine then. How did this opportunity come about for you?
Well, it's kind of an evolution of things. I was involved in the process to recruit the Hall of Fame, but I never, ever dreamed of working there. But when Duke Energy was going through a merger with Synergy Corporation the end of last year, I felt very confident that I would be offered a job with Duke and would want to stay with Duke. But you know, I wasn't sure if it was going to be a job that I enjoy as much as the one that I had previously. So I just mentioned to a couple of folks outside that if things did not work out at Duke, you know, just keep me in mind. At the same time, the folks that were responsible for the Hall of Fame bid and NASCAR had some conversations about different candidates, and my name surfaced. So once we secured the bid here in Charlotte, it was, of course, posted. They did a national search and asked if I was interested in being considered. And I said, I love what I'm doing at Duke Energy. I love the people that I work with. But it is kind of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, so I, you know, put an application, threw my name in the hat, and I told them emphatically, if I wasn't the person they thought was best suited for the job, I'm not going to have my feelings hurt at all, that I'll be one of the biggest cheerleaders of whoever they select. So, you know, once we went through the interview process and they asked if I would be willing to do that and talked with the folks here at Duke Energy, and it was absolutely the most difficult professional decision that I ever had to make because I do honestly love what I do here at Duke and the folks that I worked with. So it's kind of a combination of things, of just the changes we were going through and the fact that I've been in the business community and the NASCAR community here in the Charlotte area.
You have a very interesting background. How has that made you the right person for this job?
Well, I think there are many different aspects that would support this job. So I think my NASCAR background, understanding the industry, and I actually have grown up in the industry. I've been with MRN since 1987. I did some work with North Wilkesboro and the Bristol Speedway back into the early 80s, but I actually grew up around the sports. I know a little something about the history. I have worked in and around the Charlotte community and have worked with a lot of the folks here. But there's some things on my resume that others who were considered may not have had. So it was really just up to the team that did the interviewing to assess, do you want somebody that understands the Charlotte community or the NASCAR and the NASCAR community, or somebody who has actually operated one of these facilities? And when you look at the incredible team that Tim Newman has that already operates the convention center, helps with the Bobcats Arena, Ovens Auditorium, the Cricket Arena, you've got that expertise there. So I guess I kind of bring a complementary background to the talent that's already at the CRVA.
Compared to other sports Hall of Fame venues, what challenges will be unique to the NASCAR Hall of Fame here in Charlotte?
Well, I think all of us would have similar challenges. I think making sure that it is interactive. People like to walk through and see pictures of previous drivers and things like that, or race broadcasts. But you know, folks won't. Something that's interactive. I think another challenge that we'll have is there's an incredible 58-year history of NASCAR racing, and we won't be able to put everything in the Hall of Fame day one that we would like to. That's a challenge, but that's also an advantage for us, that we'll need to keep the exhibits refreshed to encourage folks to want to come back and see something different, whereas you might see something about Freddie Lorenzen's history this time that you come see it, and then you may come back 6 months or a year down the road and you see something on Fireball Roberts.
Sounds like you're going to start late this summer. What will be the very first thing that you have to do as the Hall of Fame director?
Well, I'll need to get up to speed with what's already going on. The city under Jim Schumacher and Ron Kimball's leadership, working with folks like Pei Cobb Freed and Ralph Applebaum and Associates, who have been recruited. Tim Newman has essentially served as the executive director since we've been awarded the hall. So just get up to speed with everything that's already going on. And that work, a lot of work's already been done. So I'll pitch in where they feel like I need to pitch in.